And now, Masha Alta Bertzono, so we're starting at Perek Hamishi in Shar Aleph. Masha Alta Bertzono Yisbarach Shmuel L'Harchiv Et Ha'adam Ha'tacht on the Rosh Ha'alamas El Yonim She'yitnahagu Al Yadav. So now, Hashem, what caused God to come up with this idea of kind of attaching, of combining man, who's below, with the upper worlds? And that then man should be able to then impact those upper worlds. So each world is, in a sense, kind of run based on the world that's above it. The same way that we have this idea that we see that a body is basically administered or is controlled by the neshama. So basically this idea that the lower thing is being run by the thing above it. So now, Ayin Zor Bereshis, so V'chol Alma, and I'll read, I guess, the Hebrew translation of the Aramaic. So, Kach Bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Almas, Lamala V'lamata, above and below, Mireshis Nekudah HaYona, Shehi Sod HaChachma Adsof Shel Kol HaMadrigos, Kol HaMadrigos Hein Zulavush Lezu V'zulazu. So the idea basically, this construct of you have this hierarchy, but basically goes top down. So that thing that's above, the thing that's below it, will be running the thing. And so it starts out from the upper realms, which is really coming the source of from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then it goes down, almost like we saw with this idea of the spheres, right? So each sphere that's above impacts and goes down into the one below. So then he goes on, he says, V'chol ha'oros hamit pashtim, ach och zim or parts of ze, betoch or parts of ze, v'or ze v'or ze, v'mi'irin ze v'ze, ha'or hamit gale nikro levush hamelech, v'ha'or shalifnei v'lifnim hu or satum. So basically, the light that is revealed, that's considered to be like the vestments of the king. And the or that's not is the thing that's hidden, the hidden light. So now, again, we start out, he said like this, he said, like the idea that Hashem should join man together with the upper worlds and that he should have impact on the upper worlds really kind of runs counter to the way that we're describing the construct now, because the construct is that the things that are above, the thing at the highest realm, impacts or runs the thing that's below it and on down through these, we call it, say, the different dargos, the different levels, the different sphero. So now, how does it all tie together then? So then the face, the outer part of the thing that's being enclosed by it's now filtering down into the world that's below it, and then it becomes the thing that's above, becomes the inner part of the thing that's below it. Now, now each of these things are broken into four things. All these worlds are broken into four: Ofanim, the Chayot, the Kisei Kavod, and the Atzilus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says this is referencing from Yechezkel, the idea of the Ofanim, the Chayos, the Kisei, and that goes against, and it's parallel to the world of the Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. The Kisei, the throne, is connected to the world of Bria, and then the Chayos are in the Yetzira, and the Ofanim are connected to the Asiya. Okay, and then you have this, the fourth one, the Atzilus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nishmas kol echad hu ha'olam shalav. So the neshama of each of these things, again, is this construct of the upper comes in, the upper is running it. He calls it the world, the way it would be looked at is the same way that we have a neshama that runs our physical body, that the neshama is coming from the upper realm. It becomes the thing that controls the thing that's below it, the body. So too, in these upper worlds, you have this idea of the upper is controlling the thing that's below it, and it becomes the neshama of that which is below it.
It's like the the software and the hardware, right? Sort of like the
yeah, you can say it like that also. Yeah, that's a new modern analogy to this construct, right? So you not so afanim leumatam ki ruach hachaya baafanim belechtam yelchu b'madam yamodu v'achayat gam kein mitnahagim aide olam hakise shaleihem. Which is kind of cool. That the idea, like when we see this idea that the throne or the chair carries its the bones who carry it, it's what it means, is that because this kise is above, it's that which kind of it actually is what enlivens and runs the thing that's below it. The chayot nitlin lidin nitlin. Korsaya kadisha natil lachayot. So that the chayot, they carry that which is carrying them. And that the kisei hakadosh nosei atachara. So in hierarchy, I thought it would be the opposite, that the chayot are above the kisei. The chayot nosot, right? The chayot, right? So the chayot are above the kisei. So in a sense, it will be the thing that is kind of controlling. It's the neshama of the kisei. So the ofanim are the neshama for the chayot. The chayot are the neshama for the kisei, and so that this in descending order. Now, v'nishmas achayim shal kisei hu sod shor shalayon shal klolios nishmos yisrael yachad. So the neshama of the kisei is this idea, the Sharsha Elyon Shel Klolios Nishmos Yisrael Yachad, Shehu Yoter Gavoa Ma'od Na'ala Gam Yakise. So this there's a higher neshama, the thing that I guess in a sense unifies. It's like the greater neshama of Yisrael, which is above the kise, Shehu Ha'adam Sh'ala Kise, because that's what sits on top of the throne. Kamo Shenemar Sham va'al demus hakise kimar e adam alav milamala. So in this vision of the kisei, there's an image of a person that sits above it. So the idea of that is similar to what we've described here. This hierarchy, so that there's the nishmas Yisrael, which is above the kisei, and in a sense also probably has certain types of control over it. It's the neshama for the kisei. Ki ikar ha'adam hu natua lamala b'sharash nishmato. So now, the idea of the essence of man is really his planted much higher, his neshama. So it's sitting in a higher plane than what you have down here. V'lazot nikra haguf na'al. And that's why the body is considered to be like a shoe. Neged ha'neshama, ki rak b'chinas akevayim mehashorash nichnas l'toch guf ha'adam. So it's like what enters man, so our neshama that we are experiencing is really like the lowest part of the neshama. It's like the feet in the body. It's the lowest part of the neshama that's actually in our bodies, which means that there's an upper neshama that's sitting much higher. Right, so we have this famous idea that Hashem, when He's creating the world, does not want to create jealousy, and so therefore, on the first day, so now basically, as Hashem is creating the world, He's creating a balance between Shemayim and Baretz. So when it comes to the sixth day, when He's going to create man, Amar im ani borei oto min ha'alyonim ein shalom ba'olam, v'im ani borei oto min ha'tachtonim, it's not going to be peace. Meaning, what do we do here? Now things have been balanced. If I bring man into being and I give him more of one or the other, then there's going to be an imbalance. El hareni borei oto min ha'alyonim min ha'tachtonim. So rather, Hashem says, I'll create man from both. Afar min adama v'yipach v'apav nishmas chayim. So the physical reality and the neshama. V'lechora halo ata tisgaber hakina yoter mishaim haya borei oto min ha'tachtonim levav. But now the problem is, there's going to be create a sense of there'll be a jealousy if by creating this mixed type of being. So now it seems like there'll be more of a jealousy than if Hashem would have just created man from being the body, let's call the physical being. Shata yesh bo chilek min ha'alyonim v'hu kulo lamata im ha'chilek ha'alyon shebo. But the problem what Hashem has created is that now that he's created this fusion, you have this being that's got a part of Elyon down and below. But acha inyan hu, she'adam hashalem karoi, but the truth is when man is in his wholeness, in a complete state, ikarahu natua lemala b'shorash nishmaso alyona. Really, when man is really like operating at his optimal spiritual state, then really his essence is above. Over derech alfi ribos olamos ad shekatzeu asheni hu nichnas beguf ha'adam lamata. And so that what in essence he has is that he's really above, he's in a tour of on the highest realms, and that he has to travel major distances just to be able to have his soul show up in the physical body. It's almost like the way we're describing, when we talked about Moshe Rabbeinu, right? And the idea of the hod of Moshe's ability to fuse his neshama into his physical body. But then you see that the ikaro is really lamala. Okay, now. Mizeo ki chelek Hashem amo, Yaakov chevo nachla. So, shi karo kashur v'natua lamala, chelek havoya mamash kaviyachol. Chelek Hashem, ki chelek Hashem amo, Yaakov chevo nachla. So, right, so this idea of that the ikar is really connected above to the shem, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that he's now coming down like a rope until he gets to the body of man. The chomasa of Megian le'orer shorash ha'alyon, and therefore, as he does things, it awakens the roots that are above. Ke'inen ha'chevel she'im yinaneya katzeo hatachto mit orer mitnonea. Right, so that it's like this idea, the analogy of the rope. If you shake it below, it's going to eventually get to the top of where it's sitting. So v'das l'navon b'nakel shekein hu ha'inyan gam b'shorash hadvarim l'mala b'sod ha'adam ha'alyon kabiyachol. It says v'yitzer Hashem elokim es ha'adam al sod ha'adam ha'alyon. So this idea of that Hashem created man based on the upper, the man of that. The call it the elevated man. V'siyim, so it finishes up there. V'chol dal lama, begin to ishtalofa la yala be satim destima ad sofa v'chol stimen. So why did Hashem create man with a physical body and then with this the neshama? In order lahamshich milamala lahachnis bo et hasatum, we call satum alayon. In order to be able to enable this upper soul or the upper worlds and bring it down, dahainu harat arich anpin, ad haso shel kol hasatumim, dahainu ad harat adam kadmon, hadahu d'chsev ayipach ba'ap av nishmas chayim. V'partzuf adam kadmon hu neshama shal kol chayi ha'olamos ha'alyonim ha'olamos ha'tachtonim. So the face of man, the original man, has the neshama of all the world, of everything. Hu neshama shal kol chayi ha'olamos ha'alyonim ha'olamos ha'tachtonim. Of everything that's above and below. V'im tchulim b'neshama ha'hi u'miskaimim ba. And it's all dependent on this neshama. V'ayi adam nefesh chaya ha'inu. So based on the living soul that a person has, yachol lahorik nishmato migufo, v'lahalota besod memnon beparzufan al yonim, v'aydeze lahotziv lahamshich at haneshama ahi mimadregel madregel v'parzuf ad sof hamadregel shehi hamachos da'atzilis, v'chde shiel or ein sof baruch hu nimsa umeir b'chol haparzufan mitpashet b'chol haparzufan. A person has the ability, because it's all attached, basically, a person has the ability to actually go all the way up and access, go back to the beginning roots of the upper realms and connect to that, to mamish, to the Orin Sof. Meforsh Yosim, Divrei HaZohar HaKadosh, Shenishmas Adam mitpashet mirosh kol madregos v'ad sof kol madregos. So the person, like when it talks about man created, and he was literally like boundless, right? It was like me sofa olam yad sofa, right? Man in his original state. So does it mean that he was a giant? No, it's describing his soul. And so the original man was his, you know, Adam before the chait. He was connected all the way to the top of, you know, literally connected to all the way to the Ein Sof. Right, so it says that Hashem created man back and forth, achor lo'ov the debrachus v'kedem lo'ov the demerkava. So back and forth, right? The beginning of the ma'aseh bereishis and kedem for the the Merkava, this idea, again, I guess the idea when we describe Merkava is this idea of how this world connects, or yeah, how it describes the connection between the upper realms to down here. Shemitzad haguf hu achor l'maaseh bereishis. The physical body is kind of the back to the creation. Umitzad shorash ha'oyon shon ha'nishmas chayim shalom. But the roots of his upper roots of his living soul, who ketem of the demerkava, gami olam hakise, gam ki hanishmas chayim he sowed nishimas piv he's baruch shem kaviyachol, right? So his nishmas chayim, man's soul, it comes from, right, this idea of Hashem vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim, right? So it brings us to this place of, right, it's come, if our soul is coming from this, the breath that Hashem Kaviyachol blew in, and like it, we saw it described in the Tanya, this idea of Hashem breathing in, like our breath, when a person breathes, it's coming from the deepest part of that person. So this analogy to Hashem breathing into us, the living soul, that it's like coming from the Shoresh of Hashem. Okay, so now, Vizel Sha'amar Vaipa, okay, sorry, skipped here. Lachain, Ha'olamas Misnagin Laide Ma'ase Adam. So now, if we start out this parak, we said what? That this idea that Hashem takes man, this low Adam Hatachdon, and connects him to this up to the upper worlds. How does that work? So but now we understand that since man is a composite of, or is a combination of these two things, and his soul is coming from this incredibly higher place. So now we understand why the worlds are controlled in a sense based on man's actions. Because based on what we do, I would say we awaken the upper realms of neshama, the roots of the upper neshama, which are above, shehi ha-nefesh ha-chaya shalehem, b'hit no'a'o, yinu'u u'ba'amdo terpena. Right, so it's like, again, it's going back to the analogy of the rope. As we shake the rope, right, you're impacting, you're affecting, you're swaying that which is above. V'zeh sh'amar v'yipach ba'apav nishmas chayim v'hi adam ha-nefesh chaya, ki ka'asher nupach ba'apav ha-nishmas chayim. So when Hashem blew into man his neshama, she gavoh me'alamas ha'upnimutam, and it's coming from these upper realms, az vayhi adam nefesh chaya la'olamos, that what happens is man becomes the thing that is the nefesh chaya for the upper worlds. The chen kasa Rabbeinu Chaim Vital b'zichron levracha b'shar kedusha chelak gimel shar beis she nishmas ha'adam hi ha'pnimi shebekulam. So it's the neshama, our neshama is coming from such a high source, such a lofty place, that we are the pnimi, or the thing that's running the show, so to speak. So like, what is he describing here? In essence, really, what if you look at it, it should have been that what? That the things that are above run the things that are below. So how is it that man, which is below, how is it that we are impacting the upper realms? And the answer is that it's our neshama, which is coming from that incredibly high place, which is sitting al kisei, right? It's the which is sitting on the kisei, which is also coming from Hashem, the Ein Sof. Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. So it's mamish coming from the Ein Sof. So then, in that way, so within us we have that neshama. So therefore, vayi adam nefesh chaya. We become lehalamas. We become the one who is able to impact the upper realms because we're coming from a much higher place. That's basically what we're saying. Pretty wild. So, but let's go Perek Shishi. Can't leave it like that. Amnam adayim ha'inyan sarach bir. But still needs explanation. Hold on a second. Kihu, Rav Chaim Vital, Zichrono Levracha, Diber B'Kadsho, Derech Kitzar, Kidarko, B'chol Kisvei Kadsho B'Nistaros, K'mo Shekadsho B'Atzma B'Akdamos Hashem, Shehu Megaleh Tefach U'Mechasa Alpayim Amo. He says, basically, Rav Chaim Vital spoke very cryptically and basically said very little, and you know, whatever he revealed, he was literally, you know, whatever, let's say it says Megaleh Tefach U'Mechasa Tefachayim, is normally the thing. You reveal a tefach and you hide the other two tefachim. He said that he was revealing one tefach and he actually hid 2,000, you know, tefachim or amah, which is even crazier, right? So like he basically revealed very little. Shelo kidemashma l'chora midvarav zechron l'vracham sham. So right, it's not like it appears there. Sheha adam el ha'olamos hu nefesh mamash kemo ha'nefesh hanitan v'davak b'toch guf ha'adam. Asher eitzah davar shanefesh osa hu rak aidei klei agof sheba osa rega mamash gam agof oseo dezev ade lo itachem. If you're going to do the analogy of soul to physical body, it looks like they're running in tandem. And so he's saying that they can't be. Can't be that the way that we've described the neshama of man, that it would be equal. It's got to be much loftier. So he says here, v'hagal, v'gam shalafize yichuev haya, Shebeis amiratenu kedusha lamata, mimela ba'osa rega mamash gam ha'malachim hayu makdishin b'maram itanu ke'achad. Right, so like the same idea is that we say that when we say kedusha below, that we're enabling the malachim to be able to say the kedusha above. But it looks like it's running in tandem. B'sinu zechron lebrach amru b'perak yed anashe, in malach asheres omrim shira lamala ad sheyomri yisrael lamata, shenemar b'ran yachad koch ve'boker, v'hadar v'yariyu, Kol bnei Elohim, v'lishna de v'hadar v'yariu tfei mashma sheheim alo yatchilu klal l'hakdish liyotzum ad asher yigmaru Yisrael shilish kedushasam l'mata. It's not that they start and go in tandem, but rather they have to wait till we finish. V'chein sidi rashi k'nesek dolik v'brechas kedushas Hashem ata kadosh v'yachach u'kedoshim v'chol yom yalucha. Hagami dilnishna hazar v'chole, whatever. L'chor mashma shamalachim magdishim Kedushasa mitanu yachad kechad mamash. It sounds like they're doing it together. It's hainu mishum shekedushasam techufa mamash tekef achar sima miratenu kechad karila. So the answer is he's saying it's not really the case. The real truth is that it doesn't happen in tandem. It's post. Meaning again, so we're the ones who are running the show and then they're post that. But now again, so this, he's trying to get to this point of, let's say, is, you know, is it running in tandem, or is it really that you have this upper thing that's kind of the one that's driving the lower? Aval ikaro shel davar ki hu yisbarach shema achar shebara kol ha'alamos. So after HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, bara et adam ha'achor lemaaseh bereishis, at the back end of the creation, bria nifla, a wondrous creation. Koch ma'aseh v'chol hamachlas. It was actually a power of collecting, of unifying all of the machlas. Shekalal bo kol tzachzachot oros hanifloos v'halamos v'heichalin ha'yonim shekadmalo. Basically, coming like taking in all of the worlds that came before, v'chol tavnes hakavod ha'alyon v'sidrei pirkei ha'merkavo, v'chol ha'kochos pratim ha'nimtzom v'chol ha'lamos alyonim v'tachtonim, kulam natnu koach v'chelek mi'atzmusam b'vinyano, v'nichlu bo b'misbar pratei kochos sav shebo. So it's almost like man is a conglomerate of all the things that came before him, right? We take in all of these things. K'moshe Muzar, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kad bara le lebarnosh sider be kol dikyonin derazin ilatin da'amadi dileila v'chol dikyonin derazin tatarim da'amadi tata v'kula mechakka bebarnosh di'iu ka'im b'tzelam lokim. So just to the translation of that into the Hebrew is that Hashem, when he created man, he took all of the hidden, I guess, secrets of the upper worlds and all that comes from the lower worlds. And they all became like, he uses the word nechkakim ba'adam. They became like chiseled within man, like they became embedded within man. And that we talked about this idea of etzelam elokim, vayivra elokim es adam bitzalmo. So it's a conglomerate. That the idea in this case of Tzalmo is as a conglomerate. And so then he quotes from the Parshas Tazria there, also again from the Zohar. So that we learn that Kevan Shenivra Adam Harishon Nitatkein Kol Habriya Chomash Yesh Lamalamata Hakol Nichla Betzuras Adam. It was like things became fixed in a sense. But everything became a composite, a collection of everything put into man. V'reish parshas b'midbar Rabbi Abba patach v'yivra l'kim es adam b'tzalmo tachazi u'b'idra rabba kimari adam v'sham dafkov mem aleph dukyona dekalil kol dukyonin. Right, again, it's this idea of that this idea of a conglomerate, I don't know, am I using the right English word? Is it the conglomerate of this idea of like taking all of the, it's like literally gathering in all of these things into it. A composite. It's a composite, right? Baraya mehem, the parshas Pinchas Reish Laminches, Reish Laminches, but Yomer Elokim Nasa Adam, Vahenu Nasa Adam Mitzameinu, V'cheinu merzeh b'halashim yoter b'arafayim v'zorkashvan dikyonan da'adam da'idah ihu dikyonan dekalil kol dikyonan. Again, the composite of all of everything. So it's an interesting thing. Like there are many different ways. Like this line of Nasa Adam, which is like the field day for all biblical criticism, right? Like who's God talking to of Nasa Adam? But the idea is that here he's saying, like One approach to that is that Hashem is asking as an open question because he's telling us, what do you, you know, he's giving the idea of man's free will is explained in this idea when Hashem says, Nasa Adam. Because God's saying to us, let us make man, you're part of this equation, it's up to you to make yourself. So that's one approach to Nasa Adam. Here he's saying, Nasa Adam is the idea that I'm asking all of creation to take part in making man, because every piece of creation is giving a piece of itself into this composite, which is called Adam. So, and then v'sham b'shir hashir nunches v'yomer l'kim nasa Adam etzameinu ayin sham heite v'chol hamakomos in this karen in the ayin v'etzchaim and then v'likute Torah v'parsha sazinu. Right, so you have all these, but the same idea. So just to quote from here, he says, He says, "Vayomer Elokim nasa adam et samin akidim sin barei." Kishabar Kadosh Baruch Hu Olam Elyon. When God created the upper world, Shehu He Habina V'Olam Atachlan Shinu Hamalchus. Kulam b'dikyon echad u'b'tzura achas nivro. Doma l'zeh. There was a certain similarity, I guess. B'shasha Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Livra Adam L'mata Shehi Akibutz Kol Hanimtzah Halyonim Bo. So when God wanted to create man below, and he'd be this compositor of all of the things that are found above, Rasa la sototo ke'en shnei olamos. He wanted to make man like both worlds. V'gam kol asoda shel mala v'mata v'hakol hu ba'adam. Ha'gagolet shel rosh ha'omed al aguf hu besod olam ha'alyon. So that man, in a sense, also, the body, the physical body, has parallels to the upper worlds in the sense that you have the head of the body, which is like the idea of the Olam Ha'alyon, which is Bina. Uba'osam hatikunim shel harosh v'guf ha'adam hatachton shehu besod haguf shelamala shehu hatiferet. It's like there's also this body above that will have a parallel to the body below. V'yerechaim v'araglayim hakulam madrega shelamata mehem shehem so netzach hod yisod v'chol hatsuras ha'alyonim ha'alyonos v'hatachtonos. So all these, so there's no physicality above, right? So, but the traits that you would associate will have their parallel in the physical body. But the idea, what we're saying here is that man is created in a way to be the composite of all of those upper worlds. Okay, so now so what we've done here is that we've gone from like where we understand now that the neshama is coming from this lofty place and therefore it has this power to have the connection, the ability to impact above. So even though we have parts of this lofty neshama within ourselves, that our ikar neshama really resides in this upper place and therefore it has the ability to impact it, you know, those upper worlds because of that. And then we're talking about this idea that Hashem, in creating man, he put in all, like, in a sense, a composite of everything of creation into man. V'zeh kol ha'adam. Shel kol koach prati shebo, misudar neged olam, v'koach echad prati. Misod hashir ha'koma shel klal ha'kochos olamos, shemisudarim kavyocho b'kitavnis komas adam. K'moshi bera imyotz Hashem. So man, all like specific, every power, so like you have this parallelism that's running between the physical man, connected all of these upper realms, like we just described. It's interesting, he, in the footnote here, I guess he's just explaining that line that came up here. Fine. So now, a little bit more here. So all of this that we're describing here, he says, "Zeh hayakodem achet." This is before man sinned. Lo hayakol az rak mikol alamas ukochos hakedusha levad. All that we had within us was holiness, and no, there was no internalization of evil. Velo mikochos hara, aval achar achet. But after the sin, nichlu v'nit arvu bo gam kochos atuma v'hara. At that point, we have Tumma and Ra that becomes internalized within man. Umemela arevotam aideze kol aideze gam b'olamos. So then what happened was once this mixing of the negative and the Ra that becomes internalized within man, it also impacts the upper worlds as well. Mizeh atam shehu kalo umshutaf mikulam. And so then now, it actually, in a sense, you have it, everything like this complete, like we call it a bruvdia, like this complete like mess, this mixture of all these things that are now not only in the physical man, but also in the spiritual sense as well. V'ha'inyan ki kodem achet, before the sin, im ki vadai shehaya baal b'chira gamor, right? We had free will then. La tosa atzmo l'chol asher yachpots, Leitivo lehefech chas v'sham, right? We had free will then as well. Kizatachlis kavanas klal habir, because that's the intent of the creation, is that man should have free will. V'gam kare achar kach chata, right? And we see that after that he sinned. Amnam lo shahaya inyan b'chiraso machmas shekochas hara hayu kululim b'tocho. It's not that in his free will at that point, pre-sin, that the powers of evil were within him. Ki hu haya adam yashar legamri. No, man was completely straight. Kalul rak misidri kochos ha-kedusha levad. All he had within himself was kedusha. V'chol inyanav hayu kulam yasharim kedusha umezukakim tov gamor b'li shum iruv v'netia letzad ha-hefekla. There was no internal negativity whatsoever. V'kochos hara hayu omdin letzad v'inyan b'fnei atzman chutz mimen. It was completely external. He did have choice. He had the free will to go after those kochos hara, which were external. Just like man has, right? We have free will to jump into fire if we so choose. But when the evil side, the other side, wanted to come and make him sin, it had to be an external seduction. Lo kamo shehu ata, not like it is now. Shahayir yetzar hamefate at Adam hu betocha Adam atzmo. Whereas today it's within us. Umidameh la'adam shehu atzmo, to the point where evil to man is himself. Meaning he sees himself. It's like so internalized that we can't differentiate between our. We think of that is ourselves as well. Hu harotza nimshach la'asas avon shavelo sha'acher chutz. And not that it's an external thing, but it's within us. That's post-chet. U'becheto, shenim shach acha pitoi ha-sitra acha, when we were seduced into running after the sitra acha, us, nit'arva kochos hara b'tocha mamash, b'chein b'ha'alamos. So it became internalized within us and also in the upper realms. V'zo etzadas tovara, shenit'chabru v'nit'arvu b'tocha b'ha'alamos. It became completely connected and attached to us and in the upper worlds. Hatov hara yachad, zevetov ze mamash, ki das perusho hitchabrus kiyadu, right? So the idea that das is the idea like la das, right, to know, become is this idea of complete connectivity. So therefore, la das, right, tov, et hadas, tov hara, to become completely connected, and that the tov hara became all connected. Ve'inyan mevor ben lemeven ve'etz chayim, sharklipas noga, so the idea, this imagery of the nachash going within, like putting his tuma within her, is that this is mamash what happened, that it became internalized. And so me'az garam al yideiz that irbuvio gedolim b'masav shekol masya adam heima b'irbuvio v'hishtanot rab mo'od pam tov v'pam ra mitapech tamim mitov l'rav v'mira l'tov. So then the story of mankind became, sometimes we're good, sometimes we're not. It became completely mixed together. V'gam ha'masya atov ha'atzma v'kimat b'lti efshar l'rov v'holam she'etir kulot kodesh zaka nikia l'gamri. It's almost impossible for us to do something that's good that doesn't have a little bit of something mixed in that's not. You can have the same thing on the other side, that you have something that you're not doing that's so great, and you have something that's you know, there's a little good mixed in there as well. And so to v'gam atzadik gamor shemiyamav lo asa shum masa asher lo tova. You have a perfect, like a mamish, a perfect tzadik. Never doing bad. It's impossible that he can have purity in all of his actions. It's not possible. So there's got to be a little bit of something in there. We lack that perfection. So Kishamachnisin ha'adam l'mishpa l'fana hisbarach shmo tzor cheshbonot rabim l'ein shir al kol ha'prati pratim shal kol ma'asav v'dibur machshavosav v'chol prati hanagosav v'afani n'tiyotam la'an ha'yunotim. So when it comes to man judging us, sorry, the opposite. When it comes to God judging man, it's like so intricate because there's so many different factors because we're so complex in terms of there's no such thing as an act that's good that's not doesn't have a little bit of something mixed in that's not good. And the flip side, this is Shamar Kasev Asher Asa Lekim Es Adam Yashar Behemak Bechatam Bikshu Cheshbonas Rabim. So the idea of Cheshbonas Rabim, there's like a ton of factors now that go in because man's become so complex post chait, whereas before things were like much simpler. And then when we ate from the Eitz Hadas, it all became mixed in, and like it's just one big erbovia, it's one big mess. And that he goes on and says here, the same thing happened at the time of Matan Torah. We reached a realm of removing this negativity from within us, only to come back and sin by the Egel, and it became once again incorporated. And so that's where we are today, where it's one big mush. And so that you have all these different, we'll stop here. We'll pick up next time. On this, we'll go, and then it's just, no perfect stop, but this is clearly like we're going to be continuing on. So we'll stop here.